The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And of course, I am in the studio today with Vicki Royce Middlebrook. Hello, Vicki.
Hello.
What an interesting week we had, Vicki. We had some warm weather, we had some cool weather, we had some rain, we had some wind. But today's a pretty darn nice day in Maricopa County.
Yes, it is. It is an awesome day. And, you know, here we are rounding the end of February.
True.
Getting ready to head into that awesome March spring weather.
It's truly, truly. And, you know, so now we've had 60 days approximately since the first of the year. And I know that our high-end real estate market is moving, and it's moving very rapidly.
It is. So, you know, let's go ahead and dive into this week's luxury report. And then I'm going to break down just a few minutes later what's going on in that under a million market. So we're going to talk about all of that all in this first part of the show today. Okay, so all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties, and that is our MLS. Currently, there are 683 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. The current average price luxury for sale home is $3.29 million, with days on market averaging 105 days. Under contract, in escrow, Carol, this is a pretty big number, 945 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $22.5
million. So, stop just a minute. So, 945 home buyers went out there, looked at houses with their agents, and got houses under contract. So, I just want to say that because I want to give you hope. If you've been out looking at properties and you think you can't buy one, well, that's not quite the case, because 945 home buyers did buy a home over $1 million.
That's correct. They're in escrow. They're doing their inspections.
Right.
Maybe if they're getting financing, whether or they're paying cash. However, Carol, the average price luxury home for those 945 homes that are under contract right now are $2.2 million, with days on market averaging 70 days. Now let's take a look at what's sold closed escrow in that over a million market right now. We had 134 homes closed in our MLS just since last week's show.
So 134 home buyers found a home, went through all the inspections, and closed it.
Correct. They closed escrow since last week's
sure.
show. Closed escrow priced from $1 million to a high of $5.81 million. The current average price sold luxury home in our valley right now is averaging $1.98 million, with average days on market 54 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 763 luxury homes closed escrow. Highest priced year-to-date, just under $15
million. So while our market is hot, 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 and it truly is, I just want to give a little hope because there are opportunities out there. If you are a home buyer and you want to buy something in that over a million, there are opportunities. Because again, when you said the average days on market are running, I believe you said, Vicki, right around that 70 days for those homes that are under contract. So, you know, that gives you some time if you're looking to buy a home. And if you are, I want to say this. Pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Because, Vicki, this past week, we put four of those high-end homes under contract on the Carol Royce team.
Yes, we did. In fact, you know, many of our listeners, you might be listening and you might be a little concerned going, you know, I'd love to put my home on the market. This is the timing now. I truly believe that. However, if our home sells, where are we going to go? So at the Carol Royce team, we have solutions. We have all different types of programs to help you, whether you do a simultaneous close, you close on both homes on the same day, or we help you with some of our other programs like stay in your home for up to 1 year.
We have that program.
So we have all kinds of programs we can talk with you. We'll come sit down with you at your home and show you what you can probably expect to net out of the sale of your home, as well as what kind of programs we can offer you.
And again, Vicki, I'm just bringing up these points to give people some glimmer of hope out there that there are transactions, there are home sellers that are selling their homes to home buyers in the high-end market. There are people finding homes and getting homes closed and getting the keys and moving into those homes. So don't be discouraged. All of the news is not negative. All of the news is not bad. One of the things that I heard today, I saw it in the Wall Street Journal last week, is that Phoenix has led the way for 31 consecutive months as the community, the city with the highest price points.
That's right. Yeah, we are definitely leading the way. Carol, I just want to talk to you about, you know, I was at a party this week and a lot of people were coming up to me and asking, what's going on in this real estate market here in the Valley? We know there's low inventory. You know, we're thinking of making a move. We think this might be the year to sell and to cash out on some of that amazing equity that's grown the last couple of years. And you know, the interesting thing is we were talking about the inventory, and not all of the inventory is actually in the MLS, or not all the inventory is actually comes on the market. There's a
that
lot of
correct.
Stuff that sells prior to even going on the market, even though you might think that it's all in the MLS. It's not.
There are a lot of private sales.
There are. So it matters who you select to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going on to some of these websites and you think that that's the inventory, and then you see these homes come on and they are sold.
Au contraire. That is not the inventory.
That's not the
that
inventory.
That is lagging data. When you're on some of these websites, understand it's lagging data. It's not up to date. It's not current. And you can be so frustrated, Vicki, if you're a home buyer looking at that thinking, oh, we found a house, and to find out that it went under contract last week.
Right. So that's why it matters who you hire to represent you and your family in the sale of your home, as well as the purchase of the next home for your family. So reach out to the Carol Reese team today at 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com.
So what about that under a million market? So we know that the over a million market is very, very strong. A lot of that is cash. There's a lot of cash in the Valley right now. A lot of Seattle, Washington, Oregon, California.
Welcome
license
back, our
plate.
Canadians. They're back in town
our
again.
Our Canadians are back in town again. So there's a lot of activity and a lot of home buying going on right now. But what about that under a million market? What are you looking at there?
Okay, so this week I didn't break it down just on single family detached. And the reason I didn't do that is because this is the height of our market for our winter visitors, our second home buyers. And a lot of them like to buy the townhomes, the condos, as well as the single family. They love gated communities as well. So I just wanted to take a look at a snapshot of what the market's doing in general under a million. The active for sale under a million, there's 3,191 single family detached townhomes, condos,
anything
for sale mm-hmm. under that $1 million price point.
Mm-hmm.
The average price for those, $484,604.
That's a high number.
High number when you combine all of that. If
That's
we were
right.
to do just single family, we know we would be over five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Days on market are currently running 41 days. Now, let's take a look at what's under contract in escrow. And this is for all of those types of styles of homes under $1 million. There's 11,222 properties that are under contract under $1 million in Maricopa and Pinal County right now.
So 11,000 people found a home to buy.
Correct.
That's good.
Yeah. Average price under contract, $469,000, with average days on market, 29 days. Now let's take a look at just what closed escrow in that under a million market since last week's show. There was 1,743 homes, townhomes, condos, etc. that closed. Average price for those homes, $470,000. Average days on market, 33 days.
So here's what I hear you say, Vicki. If I am a home buyer, there is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There is opportunity there. I can find a home. I can get that home under contract.
Correct.
Right? There are also, I was at the same event you were. That was Save the Family, and they raised an incredible $450,000. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were glad to be sponsors of that event. But, you know, people ask me, is the market overinflated? Is the market too high? Is the market going to crash? And, you know, here's what we always say at the Carol Reese team. First of all, you can't time the market.
No.
You can't time the market. No one can. We can't predict what will happen. But given the information and the trends that Vicki and I see, we see the market staying strong through 2022. Would you agree, Vicki?
At this time, yes. It's looking like it's going to.
Unless there's some sort of a natural disaster in the country or around the world that would impact the market. But right now, we don't see much of a change for 2022.
Right. At this time, no. We see things still moving forward in a healthy, strong way.
And here's one of the reasons. We don't have enough new homes being built.
Right.
We don't have enough new homes. The existing homes that are under construction, we're still having some supply line issues. We're having a difficult time with lumber and appliances and windows and the things that it requires to get these homes built, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
And this is not going to magically burst through and change drastically in 2022. It's just not. Would you agree?
No. And it also, you know, it impacts the new homes. And then there's another little section of the market that it impacts too. And that would be some of these flippers where they buy a home and maybe they're hanging on to a home and they're falling into that line with supply chain issue. So that home's not coming back on the market like it normally would in the amount of time.
So here's what we want to leave you with. The market is moving. We predict that the market will continue to move through 2022. If you haven't bought a house, you need to do that today. You need to call us. And if you need to sell a home, you need to do that today and you need to call us. Right, Vicki?
That's right. At 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after this short break, we're going to be talking with Yvette Meyer over at Old Republic Home Warranty. You're going to want to stay tuned because if you own a home, you need to have a home warranty on your home, and you can put one on your home at any time.
That is correct. And if they do it through the Carol Race team, we can save them some money.
That's right. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. You are listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI News Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I am coming to you from the KFYI studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix. And Josh, it's a gorgeous afternoon.
That it is.
And you know, we've got one of our favorite guests. We've got Miss Yvette Meyer with us.
Yes, so excited.
Senior Account Executive with Old Republic Home Protection.
Yes.
You know, Yvette, we've known each other for 15 or 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Longer than that, but yes.
Yes. And, you know, on the Carol Royce team, we think it's critical that any buyer get a home warranty.
Yes.
Why is it important for a buyer to get a home warranty?
Home warranties really help defer the cost of not just repairs, but actual replacements of major systems in the home. We're designed to cover your major systems in the home. So it's going to be your plumbing, the electrical, the air conditioning and heating, and the built-in appliances within the living space of the home and the garage due to common wear and tear. Even water heaters now, the day of the $500 water heater is over.
$1,800.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it's just imperative. We can really, really help the homeowner defer costs that come up, inexpensive costs for repairs, replacements of dishwashers, built-in ranges, ovens, microwaves, slab leaks we cover to 1,000, and then we have an enhanced pipe leak option we'll touch on. AC is the biggest.
In Arizona, I would think AC in the summertime.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That $6,000 to $7,000 system. Mm-hmm. We replace compressors, condensers, 2-ton package units, roof-mounted units. The big buzz right now is the R22 because all of us, I would venture to guess even in this room, and most of your listeners have R22 systems in their house, and those systems are pretty much, they are not manufacturing that equipment any longer. It is becoming obsolete. With that is the refrigerant. And the refrigerant for our R22 systems has gone up about 6 times in cost. So it's not uncommon when a home warranty company is not covering the refrigerant that the homeowner isn't writing a $600 to $900 check for refrigerant alone. We cover that Old Republic Home Protection with no pound and no dollar limit, which is huge to the homeowner.
Yes. So Josh, that kind of answers the question. Did that clarify why the Carol Race team, we always want, number one, our home buyers to have an Old Republic protection
Definitely.
Plan? And, you know, one of the other things too, Josh, that we do, when we work with a home seller, as a courtesy to that seller, and this is a fabulous thing that Old Republic offers, As a courtesy to that seller, we at the Carol Royce team put seller coverage on that house.
So smart.
So smart to do. So the good thing for our sellers, Yvette, is say they're on the market and the darn it, the dishwasher goes
That's
out.
That's right.
Or the hot water heater
That's
goes
right.
out. And then for a small nominal fee, we can cover the AC.
That's right.
And
up
we always do that.
During listing, it's up to a $1,500 max, and for the buyers, we don't have a dollar limit. But yes, so it's huge. It can really, when you're in a listing, and if something, we've had water heaters, AC units, heaters go out 2 days before close, and it literally saves the deal.
It saves it. And we have, Josh, we've used that. I mean, that is a tool that has been in our toolbox for a number of years.
I mean, yeah, not only do we use it, I have it on my home. But when it comes to the AC, one thing I know is that especially once we get into those summer months, sellers are starting to pack their homes up and maybe they're moving things to storage or at least they're getting ready for the move. And all the while that AC is cranking on overtime, especially
exactly.
if they've got doors open as they're loading and unloading. And it's not uncommon for these systems to, you know, have their issues.
Yes.
And yeah, like you said, it could really be the defining moment in what saves a deal because no one wants to be hit with that huge expense.
Exactly.
Days before a close of escrow.
Exactly.
Josh, you are so very right. And I'll tell you, there's nothing disheartening from a real estate mm-hmm. agent as we close a beautiful transaction. The seller is happy. The buyer's
yes.
happy. There are high fives. There are
yes.
hugs. There are attaboys.
That's right.
And 3 days later...
That's right.
The AC goes out.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Those attaboys and those high fives don't mean anything.
No.
And that's when at the Carol Royce team, Josh, here's what we say. Hey, we are so glad that we encouraged you to put an Old Republic home protection plan on your home. Here's what you do. You
yes.
contact this 800 number,
yes.
and they'll send someone out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a $75 copay.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, we save that homeowner a lot of money. So, and the difference for those listening that don't understand the difference between home warranty and homeowner's insurance, the homeowner's insurance is obviously for catastrophic issues,
hazard. Yes.
fire,
yes.
flooding, mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. of secondary damage that is not covered on the home warranty. But by the same token, the homeowner's insurance, their deductible's a lot higher. So they're generally the lowest end, $500, $1,000. We are $75 on our copay, and hopefully you're not going to call your homeowner's insurance to repair or replace a water heater, a dishwasher, even an AC unit.
No, that is what the home warranty is for,
and that's the perk. Plus, we don't report to the CLU report.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowner's insurance reports to the CLU report, and it also stays with the home. So your homeowner's insurance could go up.
So homeowner's insurance job, Josh, they're for the big ticket items. They're for the wind comes in and blows the roof off. There's fire damage. There's
massive
water
hail.
Flooding damage.
Mm-hmm.
There's mold damage. There's anything like that, which happens. I've had mold
yep.
at my house this year because of a stupid water leak from the exterior got inside
yep.
the house and I
yep.
didn't know about it. That's not who we don't call Old Republic for mm-hmm. that. We call our homeowners mm-hmm. insurance. That would be Farmers, State Farm, whoever
mm-hmm.
you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
But when that dishwasher goes out, that microwave,
right.
that heating and air conditioning, any other of those components mm-hmm. in the home that we deal with and need every single day.
That's right.
When those go out, that's when we called Old Republic.
You mentioned something
yeah.
about an exterior plumbing issue, mm-hmm. and I just always want to bring the attention to the options on that back page because we do offer an extended, enhanced pipe leak coverage. Okay, that's going to double the slab leak inside the home to $2,000. So it's a $100 option, and it will cover $1,000 outside the foundation of the home, not irrigation, actual plumbing breaks outside the foundation of the home. So that may prevent you from having to place a claim on your homeowner's insurance. But that is automatically incorporated in our platinum plan that's best for AC. So you wouldn't need to pay for that extra option when you're purchasing the platinum plan. Platinum plan is $550 without washer, dryer, fridge, $650 with washer, dryer, fridge, and
okay,
it's incorporated
so
in that.
Yvette, we've given tons of information.
Sure, yes.
Okay. So if someone is living in a home and
yep.
they're not thinking of coming on the market, we're not selling, we're happy, but man, we like what we're hearing. Can they put a home warranty on?
Absolutely. They have to call the Carol Royce team. You're going to get the preferred pricing. If you call yourselves and you are not going through an escrow, you will pay a more expensive rate. Our claims on those homes are generally higher, but when you go through the realtor like Carol Royce and her team, you're going to receive a much better rate. So I would highly encourage you contact Carol Royce.
Okay, very good. So here's what you do. You pick up the phone and you call me at 480-776-5231. You say, hey, I heard Carol and Yvette and Josh talking about Old Republic Home Protection Home Warranty Plan, and we'd like to put one on our home. So, Yvette, does it matter how old the home is?
No, we don't have an age restriction.
No age restriction, so it could be a home built in 1945 or a home built in 2022.
Correct. We ask, as all home warranty companies do, that the systems and appliances be in good, safe working order with no blatant pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
And so the next question I usually get is, how do you know something's pre-existing? And generally, a contractor of ours can go out and determine if something, you know, if you, the plan was put in effect and then, you know, it... But again, I've got to back up. On those, there's a 30-day hold from when we receive funds before the plan takes effect.
So you're going to call. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, I want a home warranty plan with Old mm-hmm. Republic. I'm going to put you in touch mm-hmm. with Yvette, right? Because you're coming to the Carol Royce team. Come to me. Right. I'll put you in touch there. And then, Yvette, I heard you say there's a 30-day wait.
Right. When you go through an escrow with Carol, there is never a 30-day wait. But when you're not going through an escrow, there is a 30-day wait on those home warranties before you can place a claim.
Before you can place a claim. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then once it's paid for, you get through your 30 days. On the 33rd day, your air conditioner goes out. They call you.
Right. And we're going to dispatch service. They're going to pay the homeowner pays a $75 copay, and we're going to go out and take care, repair, replace, whatever we've got to do on that system.
Mm-hmm. And that's good for 1 year.
Correct.
And we can renew it year, because I keep renewing with you. We can renew year after year.
I need to make one very important mention, and it is because of supply chain issues. If there are part delays we occasionally encounter through a manufacturer, and they've got the part on back order. Okay, through the industry, it's not just Old Republic. We are not responsible for part delays. Therefore, we do give cash out options for the part or whatever to help the homeowner. You know, have a convenience if there is going to be a delay, especially in the heat of the summer. So okay. I just need to convey
so
that.
So here's what I heard Yvette say. That they will respond to you if you've got the Old Republic, correct, Josh? And mm-hmm. you've used them many, many times, right?
Tons.
and if there is an issue with a part or you can't get a specific appliance to replace mm-hmm. like for like, that you're not going to let the consumer down. You're going to give them credit.
Correct. Cash. They are going to negotiate a cash out option of some sort. And provisions are written in our limitations and liability. We don't have time to go over that. Time's limited. But we do try and do whatever we can for the homeowner in cases like that. It's kind of beyond our control.
It is beyond our control. But here's what I know. Here's what I know, Josh, because we have dealt with Old Republic for years and years and years. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. They are not bait and switch. They are not, they're not shady. They are absolutely the most outstanding home warranty company that we have ever used at the Carol Royce team.
Tenfold. I mean, they've been super communicative whenever I've had an issue, and I love them.
All right. Hey, this is Carol Royce. I'm so glad that you joined us here today. We are going to take a quick break, but we're going to come right back. Pick up the phone and call me, 480-776-5231, and say, hey, listen, I loved what I heard about Old Republic Home Protection Home Warranty Plan. I want to have more information. You can call me. I will put you in touch with them, and you'll be on your way to living in a home that you don't have to worry about the AC going out in the middle of the summer. Again, Josh, we're going to a short break. We're going to come right back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am in the studio today with Josh Collum. And Josh, we also have Tim Evans of the Carol Royce team in studio with us today. Hello, Tim.
Hello. Hey, great to be here. Looking forward to talking a little real estate. That's what this is. This is a real estate show, isn't it?
It is. And what we're going to do, Tim, is we're going to talk a little real estate market and the consumer. Josh, have you noticed that the consumer, meaning your home seller, that's changed in the last maybe 6-7 months? Have you picked up on that, Josh?
Yeah, the consumers' needs have kind of shifted. I think, you know, consumers out there kind of want a level of immediacy. Most of consumers out there are used to the Amazon experience. So real estate has kind of gravitated that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, cash offers have been huge, so I know a lot of the consumers are looking for that, and that's something that we do offer here at the Carol Royce team.
Yeah, Tim, I'd like you to go into that detail a little bit, because we don't just do it one way at the Carol Royce team. So talk to us a little bit
about...
It's
sort of interesting. Let me share a little story real quick.
Sure.
So anyways, this happened to me, and I'm always behind the time. I'm 50, I'll be turning 56 next year, so a little history on my age. But so my wife said, hey... we went out and met some friends, and we got in a little bit late, didn't have supper, dinner, and she's, I was like, let's run out to Olive Garden, let's grab some dinner, and, just do something quick, it's close by. But she said, here, don't worry, let me just take care of that. And I looked at her puzzled, right? And literally in 15 minutes, there was a door knock, and right through the door, here came Olive Garden.
And it was Uber Eats.
Yes. And I'm finding out about all this stuff. It hit me right then and there in that moment. That's how things are just sort of trending with society and how things are going.
That's a lifestyle change.
Big
lifestyle change.
So we were going to have to get dressed, get back in the car, get in the cold, go run back out and do this. And she said, no, let me just do it. And it was nice and relaxing. It was very much a convenience for us.
So what does that have to do with home sellers?
I think more and more, if you look at how things are done from home selling, let's just break this down. Some certain things that happen within the traditional sense. I'm not saying not going traditional isn't it can be advantageous, can be very advantageous.
So when you say going traditional, you mean, okay, so you're a home seller, and when you would say traditional, they would call up a real estate agent.
Right.
Hey, we're going to call the Carol Royce team. We're going to have Carol come out, talk to us about getting our home on the market, what that process looks like, how long it's going to take, and how much money we might net at the closing. So that would be your traditional way.
And
that's a great way to do it, by the way.
Yeah, great way. But we're even different in that traditional that we already have great home buyers that we've already vetted. So when we speed this process
up,
it's not like a marketing type process. We already have the great buyers there
that
we can bring in. But that would be sign in the yard, taking photographs, lockbox on the house, those kind of things,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
People coming in, you could be on a Sunday morning getting ready to have breakfast with the children, and then, there's a showing or something like that, right?
Sure,
you gotta take you out
of
the house.
That's the way we've done real estate for years and years and years.
Yeah, and I just think the consumer has got to a point where some of those inconveniences, and they can be some inconveniences there, Carol and Josh, say that I don't want to sell my home this way. I just don't want to go
through that.
What's
another way?
Just coming through our system, through highestprice.com, and we will, on our dashboard, you have the option of selecting cash offers that you pick your close date. You can even stay in your home up to a year, move out any time during that year onto your new home if you are purchasing a new home, and close it on your time frame. No double moves, no double house payments. You have a lot of flexibility and options. But the thing with us that I really
with
enjoy
us, the Carol Royce team,
is that you get the opportunity to compare. Not just one offer, not just three, multiple offers on our dashboard. And you get to really put this together and visually see, this works for me. And we give you those options.
So, Tim and Josh, kind of what this reminds me of, okay? I'm going to go to England, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is I get on to Expedia.com and I look for airline tickets because I want to find the best, the fastest, and the cheapest way to get from Phoenix to Heathrow. So I go on there and Expedia shows me everything, right, Tim?
Right.
Right. Kind of the same way here. They can go on to our dashboard. They can put their information in.
Right.
Right.
They can, and we offer multiple prices for the home, or offers. And you get to pick the highest one, the best terms, the best incentives, the best bonus. There's different options.
It
really gives the, we were talking a little bit before the break, the four C's.
Yeah.
Which is certainty.
Mm-hmm.
You get to compare. You have clarity, which is big, and then they're all credible. This isn't any fly-by-night. We're not working in around parameters that is not credible. So this is all true, what we say. And it allows you to move from point A to point B with clarity, certainty, and credibility.
So, Josh, go ahead. I know that you have taken quite a few of your home sellers through this process. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to our team, the Carol Royce team, we've always been about getting our clients the highest amount of money exactly. in their pocket with the least amount of hassle. And this has just been another avenue for that. Like you were saying, there is still the traditional method of doing things. However, this kind of gives sellers the clarity, knowing that they won't necessarily have all of the buyers flooding through their house for showings and this and that. There could just be a single estimator, in many cases, no appraisal because they are cash offers okay. that we are working with.
Sure.
So it's been a great facet for helping a lot of busy sellers out there. And we have all the options. So we really explain to you what it means going with one of these cash offers. Or if you did want to go traditional, what we outline that, all of our steps to getting a home sold. And really, you're in the captain's seat.
So, Tim, what's the first step? If a consumer is sitting out there, their home seller, and they're going, you know what, we've been thinking about putting our home on the market. We're going to move to Florida to be with the grandkids. What's the first step?
Well, the first step would be you can call us at 480-776-5231. I'm a person who likes to call. You know, mm-hmm. always, if I'm, you know,
you
I'm selling a
somebody.
Home, I want to talk
mm-hmm.
to somebody. Mm-hmm. We offer that. We pick up our phone right away. We'll explain anything about the process that you have questions on. So that's one
okay.
good thing.
That's one thing. Okay.
The second thing, if you want to come in, you can come in through highestprice.com, put your address in, put your information in, and immediately we will reach out to you and start the process for you.
Okay.
But within 24 hours, sometimes it takes maybe just a few hours longer, but within a short time frame, you will see all the cash offers right in front of you. It's laid out very clearly on okay. the dashboard, and you can pick and choose.
So, Josh, here's what Tim said. When you get these offers, you can put them side by side, and you can compare.
Mm-hmm.
You can compare. There's absolute certainty in 99.9% of the time that when you pick an offer, you're going to close with that offer. Correct, Tim?
That's
so they're
correct.
They're not time wasters.
No. They're solid. These are vetted people that we have that we're helping, and
okay.
it's rock solid. Just a story that I had just the other day. We had one of our listeners come in. His home was valued with another company at $850, and let's just be real short here because we're running out of time. But he was able to pick up $960,000 for his home. That was
on
an
one
addition,
of our cash offers.
Yeah, additional.
Yeah,
$110,000. So it's just like, you know, what you don't know could
mm-hmm,
hurt. You
mm-hmm,
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the point here.
So many of these are many of these quite exceed any value that a home seller would have, and they're so excited. And Josh, it's like wee. Some come in right where you know the market mm-hmm. says that they should be. But if you get a low one, Tim, what if you get three and you hate them?
Yeah, you don't have to go with it. There's no obligation. Just we can tear them up or whatever. It's just as easy as that. There's no obligation in it. But at least you have the understanding and know what the offers are, and we pretty much cover the gamut when it comes to cash positioning for home sellers. Many real estate companies or individual agents are just coming in with basically one price, right, in a marketing technique and saying this is what you know you might get or this is what we think you can get. But wouldn't it be nice to have some real true understanding and mm-hmm. some options out there if mm-hmm. you're selling your home?
Yep.
And there again, there's no obligation, so it just makes sense.
So
I
the first thing to do is to pick up the phone and call.
Absolutely.
480-776-5231. If you want to pop on, you can. You can go to highestprice.com, and you can fill out the information there.
Yeah, we do 55-plus. We do condos. We do up to $2 million. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of properties, and just mm-hmm. about every circumstance.
So just about everything will fit into a cash offer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
So it'd be great to have you come in and check us out. We would love to help you if you're considering selling your home. And we hear from all of our KFY listeners, which we absolutely love. And thank you for listening. And we're always, our model as a president of the company, I just, every day to be better.
Every
and that's
day to
what
be
we
better.
That's mm-hmm. what we strive for is just mm-hmm. to be better every day, and we got great staff and great people here. So
we do. So again, if you want to sell your home with certainty, if you want to compare offers, if you want absolute clarity on where you're going to end up, what your time frame is going to be, when you can move out, and you get to pick those dates, right, Tim, right,
Absolutely.
Josh? And then credibility. You know, these will close, Josh. We mm-hmm. offer credibility. So remember those four C's, and do yourselves a favor. Pick up the phone. Call me. Call Tim. You can get us at 480-776-5231. We will be happy to talk with you about your home, give you the options, because, Josh, at the Cure team, we are the team with the options.
We are. Let us be your one-stop shop broker. I mean, you could go to a lot of these companies yourselves, but they represent them, not you. And so we're here to help you guys out.
We are. And why get one offer, Tim, when you can get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 offers?
Up to 10, 15 sometimes.
Line them up and say, yeah, boy, I like this one and this one. I'm just going to put
and there's all shredder. There's all different perks and benefits, yeah, too. Yeah. So, hey, yeah. Anyways, we'll be right back after the break. This is the Kerr Royce Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and of course, I'm here with Joshua and Vicki, and we are coming to you from KFYI. And, you know, we're up on the fourth floor, and we're looking out at the city, and it's a very beautiful day in Phoenix, Arizona. And, Vicki, I think that we have so many very beautiful days in Phoenix, Arizona, that has contributed to our home prices escalating up.
I would agree. I think, you know, the secret's been out for a while now, how awesome our state is, and people are just moving here, or people, you know, that come out here for an event and see the weather and see the climate, they stay and they say, wow, Arizona's a great place and the people are awesome.
You know, Josh, this is interesting. I showed a house last week in Scottsdale, mm-hmm. and as I pulled up, there was a line to get in, okay? A line of realtors and or buyers. But let me tell you what the license plates of the cars out front were, okay? California 2, Oregon 1, and Washington 1. So, you know, you can just kind of see, Vicki and Josh, what's happening mm-hmm. as people are coming in from other states into Arizona. And you say this all the time, Vicki. It's climate, it's lifestyle, we have a fabulous lifestyle. Many of these communities, you can actually walk literally almost from your back door to hiking trails, biking trails, tons of city parks, open spaces. I mean, it truly is a beautiful place to live.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal had an article, Carol, you were talking about this past week, that said that Phoenix is breaking all kinds of records. Do you want to kind of talk about that?
For the 31st straight month, so 31 months in a row, Phoenix has had the fastest home price growth in the country. That is absolutely amazing. And it's topped out at 32.5%. So remember, Vicki, and this is tracked since February 10th, since 2010, I'm sorry. Where were we in 2010? What were we in the midst of?
The Great Recession.
The Great Recession. 2010, 2011, and we started to pull out of it, Josh, late 2012, early 2013. So the Wall Street Journal has tracked this, and since 2010, Phoenix, Arizona has just led the way out of this. So all of those people that lost their homes and a lot of them that lost equity, if they'd stayed, they would be right back well above where they were. Well above.
I think that's why we've been, you know, kind of telling people out there, if you've been sitting on the fence on getting into home ownership.
Oh my gosh, yes, Josh.
Just look at the appreciation that's been happening. I mean, it's definitely making it a little harder affordability-wise to get into home ownership,
I would
say.
It is, Josh. I totally agree.
If you're coming from one of these states like Washington, California, mm-hmm. I think we still have the affordability here in that
we do.
Metric.
We do.
But don't miss the boat on this equity. We're still seeing appreciation happen for how long, we don't know. Markets are cyclical. They do go up and down. But historically, like you were just saying, if you take a look comparatively to the 2010 prices, we're back.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And above.
Way above. And you know, home ownership, Vicki, I like what I heard you say on the phone the other day to one of your home buyers. If you buy a home and you build equity, and say your equity for the first year, what would be on say a $500,000 home? What would reasonable equity be? $50,000 possibly in a year, maybe more?
You know, it all depends on what that neighborhood's doing, but we are seeing these stories right
yes.
now. So they are trending.
Yes, they are trending upward. So here's what I heard you say the other day, and I wanted to point this out. How long would it take you to save $50,000? How long would it take you if you didn't have your equity growing? How long, Josh, you've got $250,000 equity in your house that you bought 4 years ago, mm-hmm. correct? Could you have saved $250,000?
Not easily.
No, you couldn't save that. So you know, home ownership is an important part of the American dream. It's an important way to build security for you and your family. It is an important way,
I just want to bring up a point. So for the folks, I'm going on a lot of appointments and meeting with a lot of our amazing listeners mm-hmm. here on the Carol Weiss Real Estate Show. And when I come into your homes, I'm shocked. Quite a few of you have paid off mortgages. And when I always hear these success stories. You know what? We bought this house in the height of the market. But because we kept this market, even when the market went bad with a great recession, mm-hmm. the homes are now, they've gone up so much in value. People were able to refinance, do all kinds of things. But many of our listeners were able to pay their mortgages off.
Isn't that wonderful?
And yes. So, you know, if history repeats itself, and I don't think we'll ever see anything like we did at that point. But even if the market were to correct and go down a bit, and like we said earlier, the market always goes back up, you're still paying that mortgage.
You are.
You're still okay.
You are.
And that mortgage will get paid off.
Yes, every month. We always teach our home buyers to pay a little more onto their mortgage each month. If they can, apply to principal. And you will pay that 30-year mortgage down.
About 7 years.
Yeah, you can do it in 7 years.
No, you'll pay it off.
7 years
You'll
faster.
Reduce about 7 years off of that 30-year mortgage.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. So anyway, Josh, do you do that?
That I do. And I mean, the thing is, for me anyway, real estate is something that I need. It's a necessity.
You need shelter.
Exactly. Yes. I could go into the stock market and that's fun and games. Maybe I make money there, but I can't realize it as far as, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a shelter over my head.
No.
Whereas I can improve this real estate. I can make it better. Mm-hmm. Stocks, you can't really improve. So it's really an amazing way to build wealth. I know for a lot of my clients out there, lately, we've been selling their houses, and they say, this is my retirement in addition to what I've built throughout my career. So there's so many amazing ways you can use real estate to realizing your financial goals, and it's been exciting to see how this market has reacted the past couple of years.
Well, true. And Vicki, I know on your rental, you've used it to help put kids through college.
Yes.
And now you're just sitting there with an almost paid off mortgage and that's in an investment property. And so if Dave Jinks were here, and we love Dave Jinks and he is our advisor who passed away recently, but he would tell you, what would he say to you, Vicki?
Pull that equity out and go buy another house or two. because let that money work for me versus just sitting there. It's safe to let it sit there. However, when you have an investment property and you have so much money down on that property, you're able to go build that wealth again and have tenants pay that mortgage down over and over and over again and just keep repeating the cycle. And that's how you really build wealth in America.
That is true. And you know what? When we read stories and when we see statistics, Josh, that say that so many Americans are going to get locked out of home ownership because of escalating prices. Mm-hmm. That makes me very sad. So I'm just going to say, guys, if you're hearing us today and you don't have a home, if you're a grandparent and you've got grandchildren and you have the ability to help them get into a home, a condo, townhouse, help them out. Because again, that's the best way to help your children, your grandchildren, yourselves out is through the ownership of residential real estate.
Definitely. And I mean, we track the stats here week after week. But I mean, when you see all of these big hedge fund companies really start to pull out of their capital towards buying real estate, you have to know that there's some profitability there. So, and we'd rather that be in your pocket versus, you know, a conglomerate. So,
you know, you bring up a very interesting point, Josh, because we do see a lot of the hedge funds in the greater Phoenix market. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in and they're are buying many, many of these homes before they hit the market. And the purpose of that is for them to rent them out. They're not necessarily buying them to fix them and flip them. Many of them are buying them, Vicki, to retain them as rental properties, correct?
That's right. You know, a lot of these companies have missions to teach the younger generation why ever own a home. And, you know, that's great for those companies if they can teach people that, because that's building their wealth. But instead, let's let it build your wealth and your family and your coworkers and your friends. So we really want to put the push and the message out there that you do want to be a homeowner. And if you do have somebody in your world that needs to get into that game, have them reach out to the Caraways team today at 480-776-5231, because we can help them get established, whether the time's now or the time's 2 years from now. We can still work with them and get them on the path so when they are ready, they're able to do so.
I just have to say that the other day, well, not the other day, 30, 45 days ago, I did talk with members of the Caraways team about how important it is to, if you don't own a home, to get out there to find a home and to close on it. Right, Josh? And I've got to say, we have success. Jay on our team found a home in Phoenix. He put an offer. It got accepted. And he closed it yesterday. And you know what he said? He said, "Thank you so much, Carol, for teaching me how to do this. I don't have to live in apartments anymore." But he said, "You know what? That house has already gone up $10,000 since I bought it."
Right.
And he just closed on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But since the time that he put the purchase offer on it. And Josh, many times that will continue. But what Vicki said is true. Our market ebbs and flows. It goes up. Mm-hmm. It plateaus. It comes down. It goes up. But whenever it goes down and it comes back up, it never hits that low again. So it's always exceeding itself in value.
I mean, we look at the Cronfer report month after month, and they do a long, 15, 20-year analysis of the market. And it's always been on an upward trend when you look at that large of a scale.
So do yourselves a favor. We would love to talk with you. Pick up the phone. There's absolutely zero obligation. And call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. We can help you if you're a home seller, right?
That's
we can
right.
help you if you're a home buyer. And you know, Vicki, many of our homes, we're getting many buyers into a home.
That's right, we are. So no matter what your situation is, we'd love to help you buy or sell real estate in all different price points. You can reach out to the Caraways team today. We had an awesome show with you. We hope you have a blessed Sunday afternoon. And remember, your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Go to highestprice.com. We'd love to serve you and your family.